Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
And now we are joined by Marnie from Inclusive Island. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, and thank you so much for letting me talk on the radio with you.
Yeah,
it's
of course.
A pleasure. It's a pleasure.
You're very welcome. We're very happy to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's really kind of you.
So could you tell us a bit about yourself and also Inclusive Island?
Well, my background is that I moved to the island about 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, my background is very much working in the commercial world, developing global brands for companies and corporate social responsibility with companies. When I moved to the island, I got involved in some work with the Chamber of Commerce and local companies, helping mm-hmm. them with various sort of brand developments. And one of those companies was Lizerl, and they wanted to actually help more people in the community, which is where Inclusive Island grew from.
Oh, wow.
And that was fantastic. That started in September 2022.
Right.
We then went on and in February 2023 did a conference at the Lizerl base in Ryde. We got about 60 people and about 20 companies that came along saying, yes, we'd really like to be involved, which was fantastic. And then from there, the Isle of Wight Council helped and sponsored the development of the programme.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in 2024-25, we helped over 20 companies with inclusion, helping them with their people, getting them to understand what inclusion is all about. And then in 2026 we are working with the program, the Connect to Work program,
mm-hmm.
which is from the government, which is now on the island being run with the main people are the Isle of Wight Council, Palladium, OCEL, and the Isle of Wight Youth Trust. So mm-hmm. we are all collaborating to help people get more fulfilled, fantastic lives on our amazing island.
Fantastic.
Wow. That's amazing.
Thank you. So you want to talk about an event that's happening very soon?
Yeah, we've got an event on the 30th of April, mm-hmm. which Hover Travel have been brilliant, giving us their Solent View offices in Ryde.
Wow.
What we want to do is get as many employers, organisations to come along
mm-hmm.
and really give us their views on what they would like for the island, for their employers, their employees, and how we can actually help people get into work with Connect to Work. The program is more for people who aren't working or economically inactive
mm-hmm.
and may have had a temporary glitch in their employment, and really we want to talk to employers and companies, organisations, say how can we help these people move on, you see the amazing talents which are out there, and really get more people into work, more aware and having great lives on the island.
What do you think are the biggest barriers that people often face when they're looking for employment?
I think that there's many, many things.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes the technology of AI and all of these things are amazing, but sometimes, and lots of interviews and things are online,
mm-hmm.
whereas I think to really get your personality over and what you're really, really interested in, talking to somebody, getting to see the person, getting them excited and seeing that they really know about a company, know mm-hmm. what they've got. And really, I would encourage people to, use the technology that's there, but also ask people to look at their gut and see the depth of a CV and really talk to a person and really listen to them.
Yeah.
Because I know from talking to Amy today that she's got an amazing background in music, and I think there's a lot of transferable skills that she's got in music that could actually apply to many jobs.
Yeah.
And this is what we really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah. With job searching, do you feel like at the moment that there's kind of a bit of lack of that, like, human connection, really getting to know someone when it's a lot of it's online? Yeah. Also, what do you think employers are looking for when they're looking for people to hire for jobs?
I think that with the issues we've got in the world now, and we can't ignore them,
yeah,
with everything that's going on, I think they're looking for really, really good fits and people, yeah, who will stay with them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They're running very lean, so they need to have people who have skills that will really match pretty well to what they've got.
Yeah.
However, there are many employers here on the island which are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with many of the places I've lived in the world, I can honestly say the commercial and the community spirit of our commercial and all the organisations on the island, like Vectis Radio,
yeah,
etc., is amazing. And there's two or three in particular which I know, with White Fibre, with John Irvine and Dion Redpath. They're really outgoing,
mm-hmm,
and will really help people. And there's lots of companies like that. Wayne Matthews at Yokogama. We've got lots of people who can help and really would really like to talk to people and would mentor them and help people going forward.
Yeah. I think mentoring and training is such a big part of, because, yeah, I guess once you have a job, if you get that training, then it can help for future roles and, yeah, experience.
I think it's that one step on the ladder to give you that confidence.
Yeah.
Because so many times everything is online. We live our lives with computers, with telephones.
Yeah.
So interact and communicate and expand your communication skills,
mm-hmm,
and really talk to people. It's, yeah, really, important. Really important.
Yes,
and smile.
Yeah.
Show your energy as to what you want to do and your willingness to learn.
Yeah.
That's the, I think, most
the
employees
key.
Want to have somebody, yeah, who really wants to learn.
It's the key,
engage with them.
Mm. Yeah.
And so many skills now can be transferred.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my background was in, it is in sort of retail and arts and things like that.
Yeah.
But a creative background, there are many people who are very creative in really high level jobs.
Mm.
And because we've got that creative skill, we don't tend to put barriers up. We tend to be slightly like butterflies, and we see things and we see opportunities.
Yeah.
We're not narrow minded.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, that sounds like a good, let's have a go.
Oh wow, that's amazing. So with the event, could you just tell us like a bit more about the details of it, like where it's taking place?
The event's going to take place at Solent Views, with,
yeah,
the Hovercraft main head office on the island. It will be from approximately 10:45, 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
on the 30th until 2 p.m.
Yeah.
The aim is to get it introduced by Joe Robinson, because he's the MP for the area. Short talk on opportunities. Then we will break into a few slides and what we're expecting for the day. And really, we want this to be a talking session and a,
yeah,
feedback session, where we will ask the employers, the organisations, three or four questions. We want to break people into groups so they can really discuss things, get ideas out there, get some action points out. And then what we want to do is have a break, have a light lunch, feed that brain, and then we want to then share those ideas. And then at the end of it, maybe around 1:30, we want to say, right, these are the three or four key points that you say you want us to take away.
Yeah.
And really move forward. Because I spend a lot of time in lots of meetings, and there's lots of talk,
mm-hmm,
but this is about action. This,
yeah,
is,
yeah,
about doing.
Right.
This is about making change and really empowering everybody.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
Brilliant idea.
Yes.
I think brilliant, yeah. Very motivational for sure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm a bit crazy, but I just really want to help people. I've spent 45 years in business.
Yeah.
And had lots of opportunities that my first designs I sold to the late Mary Quant and then to the late Sir Terence Conran. So I've had some amazing mentors in my life.
Yeah.
Now it's my time to actually help other people and really give people the opportunity.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
On the there's two emails that you can use, and that's Marnie, M-A-R-N-I-E, at Marnie, M-A-R-N-I-E, .co.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use the other email, which I've recently set up, which is Marnie at inclusiveisland.co.uk. Please email me. I can give you the sign up for the event and we can go from there. It's important that we have you signed up really for safety reasons in the building, mm-hmm. and make sure that we've got everything covered for you if you need any special needs.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today, Marnie. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, and it sounds really interesting.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. And if I can help you going forward, then please...
The more the better.
let me help you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.